Good morning. This is Dan Darnold from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5a. The Reverend Peter Bender is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I have no need that I should write to you. Then why are you writing? Paul's introduction at the beginning of this reading, I have no need to write to you, calls to mind everything he had taught them. He had catechized them in the words of Jesus. As it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. They will be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came and took them all away. That sounds like life just rolls merrily along. Sometimes it feels that way for us. He also would have taught them the words of Jesus. There will be wars and rumors of wars, men's hearts failing them for fear and expectation of the things coming upon them. We've experienced those things. He would have taught them about the siren sounds. They will say peace and safety in something other than the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Peace and safety where there is no peace. He would have taught them how necessary it was that the Christ suffer and then rise from the dead the third day. Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary? Not only for Christ to suffer, but for his body, the church, to suffer. How many times have we been tempted to place our faith and confidence in anything else but the word of Christ? I have no need to write you these things. Not only had St. Paul and Titus catechized that church in Thessalonica faithfully from the word of Jesus, they also catechized in another way. Because you know that the congregation in Thessalonica was just south of Philippi. You know of Paul and Silas' imprisonment in Philippi. You know about how the Jews stirred up persecution then in Thessalonica, and how those in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica, for they searched the scriptures daily to find out if these things were so. You see, that congregation in Thessalonica lived the history of Paul's life and ministry when he was with them, and the way in which he lived with them also catechized them, like Jesus practiced every morning a great while before day. He went to a solitary place and prayed, and he never failed to do that. And in the evening he departed also again to a solitary place and there prayed. And he never failed to do that. Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart are we to believe how necessary meditation upon the Word of God and the sacred gift of apostolic prayer is for the church. And in the face of the persecution and suffering that the Apostle Paul faced, he catechized them in another way. In the jail in Philippi, he and Silas sang hymns, and they prayed. Surely they've run away when there was the earthquake and the prison doors were flung open. But they didn't. Instead, they prayed for their enemies. They prayed for their persecutors. They remained steadfast in the confession of the gospel on the one hand, yet they embodied the compassion and the grace of the Lord Jesus on the other. You have no need that I should write you. With that phrase, St. Paul triggered in them a remembrance of all that he had taught them and how important the ordinary was. And the same is true for us. The most important thing you are doing today is to gather here, to hear the word, to sing the hymns of the church, and to pray. At the end of this reading, and I quoted, by the way, the reading is from the New King James, not the ESV, because the ESV says you are all children of light, children of the day. But the word is huioi, you are all sons of light and sons of the day, because the sonship is Christ's sonship. Whether you are male or female, slave or free, Jew or Gentile, a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, or from Thessalonica, it is the sonship of Christ granted to you in your baptism. He who is the light of the world. And you are in communion with him and he with you. And this is the greatest source of comfort. For in your baptism, he declares you sons, clothed with the righteousness of Christ, members of him who is the light of the world. And the ordinary things that sustain Paul and Silas and the church in Thessalonica are the things that sustain you. Meditation upon the word, the apostolic doctrine, the sacred gift of prayer, and the divine service of the Lord's Word and the Lord's Supper. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. I have no need that I should write you of these things. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.